Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello, it's Bob.
Hi, Bob. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. I appreciate it. Happy Friday, right?
Yeah, happy.
So I wanted to give you an option regarding the text message that you sent because, yes, the account is past due, but if you'd like to get that orange banner off the site today, what we could do is convert your program to just the website hosting only for $49 a month. And then if you're able to pay the rest or you want to reinstate the rest of the program, I can prorate it as long as you do it within 2 weeks. Or you may want to just keep the website and cancel the rest of the program. You know, it's up to you.
What's the rest of the program?
So what we do for the $149 is we have Backyard Fence Solutions in a spotlight position on the first page of Google and Bing. We also have you on the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, which makes sure that, you know, your company comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So all of that is included with that $149 package. And the $49 hosting, we offer it, but I always look at it as a last resort because, yes, that'll keep your website active, but it cancels all of the other programming to keep you on the first page. So a website in and of itself, it can't bring you clients. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just it. I wasn't really getting nothing other than me still posting social media, and that's what's getting them to the website. Other than that, organically, nobody's ever just looked for my friggin' website. And that's why, you know, after so long, you know, I had other companies, just like everybody, making promises, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I wanted my website to actually look better. Like, you know, we've never got on the right page of, you know, when you pull it up, it's just not very great. But I've been so busy through the summer that I just couldn't sit down and make it right. You know, I've had her call in several times to try to get it to look better and, you know, can't do no changes and, you know, so that's where I considered somebody else. And then I did go with somebody else and like, but they're saying I'm kind of like, I'm stuck, you know, cause I can't even, I can't even get my own domain. And then I was talking to somebody and they're saying, well, you know, because since you was hosting it, when if I stop it, then it all kind of goes away and start over again. And I'm not willing to want to start over again. I never wanted nobody else. I just wanted it to work better. And see, just like what you said, yeah, that all sounds good, but it's not like working better. You know, I've had several people, like if you, they got, you know, when they look at it, it's not like a real working website, you know, generating me leads or, you know, organically or whatnot. You know, that's where I'm kind of stuck. It ain't like I want to go anywhere else. And then, so, like, but here's another one of my problems. Just like when I very first started with all this, saying, hey, look, winters are bad, and, you know, when we did start, it was bad, and it took like 3 or 4, if not more, months for you to even get my Google page up. Lost a lot of time, you know, that's when I had that, you know, I was had that first banner come up, and I'm like, look, man, don't do, you know, over a payment of, when y'all never had it working in the first place. That kind of put up one bad vibe for me at way back in the beginning. But now, yeah, here it is again. But here's my position. As of, you know, Thanksgiving and right up to Christmas, my work stopped. I have no work. I have nothing. I'm sitting at home right now.
Greg and Claudia Winerez, they called you through the call tracking number. There's 201 phone calls on that dashboard coming from that call.
Yeah,
tracking
but
number.
Look,
that was December 29th. On December 28th, James, 529 Newport Drive.
Wait a minute. Listen, I know what you're saying, but
mm-hmm.
What do you think gets them to call me? Just because they click on my website or go that to call me, it's because you got a machine. You're not very, whoever does this, not me, because I'm not very skilled, but you can look and see where these ads, these phone calls, you know where they generate from? They didn't get them from Google. They didn't,
they're coming from the phone number that's listed on Google. If they were coming from your efforts, they would be calling your number directly, right? But we have.
No, they did, because when I post out my ads, look at my ads. I post every day or 3 days or a couple times a week in my Facebook groups. And the Facebook groups, they see the pictures. They look
so
at it. There's all my contact information.
From Facebook, though. We have Facebook as a destination for you also. So it would show that it's coming from Facebook, but these calls that show that they're coming from Google. Because you have to understand one thing, Bob. We do Facebook ads, too. 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you take Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Facebook, all those other sources and lump them into one category, they're only getting 13%. So, you know.
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying the only way they got to that Google page to actually do that and get on my website is from my ads, not from your efforts. You proved to me that's the case, and then I will definitely shut my mouth. But it is not the case, because if any website company or anybody, when they Google organic searches, it ain't like, hey, let's just search a fence company and boom, Bob pops up here. It shows where they're coming from. But yes, if I put ads out with my pictures of my work and then they go to my, they click on my website to check me out, they only went to that because of me, is what I'm saying. Because of Facebook ads. That's what got them there.
So if that were the case, and I understand what you're saying, because you're spending money on Facebook ads, and you know you think
no, I'm not spending no money.
Okay, I thought you meant you were right
in the groups.
Oh, in the groups. Okay,
I asked these people how they found me.
Okay. So hear me out for a minute, Bob.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
No, I know you're not, but I do want to share something with you that. In Google will track an impression and an action. So an impression would be if somebody puts in fence contractor near me and then backyard fence solutions comes up on the first page, and maybe they never call you. Maybe they call another company, but you were found. So that's an impression. And then Google also tracks the action, which is the second step that the people took to find you, right?
So I just
filtered out your results over the last 30 days, just the last 30 days, not all time results. And it's showing that your company was found on the first page of Google 141 times, and you had 32 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. And then it tells me how you came up. So it says you came up 15 times under dog fence, 15 times under fence, 15 times fence company near me, 15 times privacy fence, 15 times shed or wooden privacy fence. So if these were people that found you on Facebook, they wouldn't be Googling these keywords, right? Because they would already know that you could offer these services. So these are fresh people that are typing into Google what it is that they need, and they're finding you on the first page. So it could be that the results that you're getting on the dashboard are a mix of people that you're getting from the Facebook groups and from Google, but I'm telling you, you're getting a boatload of activity from Google, right?
Okay,
so,
well, I've never wanted to change it. I told, when I sent the message, okay, look, I feel like, and it don't even necessarily feel like I'm stuck because, you know, yes, since the beginning we started, now at least, before I wasn't even in the race. I wasn't even in the race. They couldn't even find me if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, everything, now at least I'm showing up in there.
Yeah, exposure, exactly.
So what I wanted to do was, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I've changed my mind already in the last week and thought, okay, I'm just going to stay with you. Okay. But here's the thing. Me sitting here right now, broke, literally broke. I can't pay you right this second. That's why I said, give me till the end of the week. Now it's Friday.
Yeah.
I still have it. I'm waiting on a lady today was supposed to take her mother to a credit union to get money. Then I'll get like a $8,000 deposit on a fence. Once I get the money, I'll pay you. You know what I mean? I was hoping we could stick with the, I don't want to do the minimum crap. I'm good with you said
the 149,
they told us,
right.
Yes, and they told me they'd do it on a month now, half next month, or skip a month, or whatever that case may be on that kind of promotion. If they could help me with that through the next few months until spring when, you know, I make good money. It's just, unfortunately, I have no work. If
yeah.
I had work, it'd be different. You know, I'm stressing out completely on trying to stay. If I go out of business, me or you ain't winning on this, you know.
right.
So
I want to share with you that that free month was already applied for December. So you paid us on November 1st. December 1st was your free month. That was your service credit. So we're having trouble with the payment that was due on January 1st. So,
right, okay.
Yeah.
But I was also going to switch. I'm not going to switch, but right now I can't pay it. There's no way I can pay it. And the banner, I was asking you, as a good faith, take it off and just give me another week or two. You'll get your money. I just, I'm not out of business yet, but it's like,
yeah.
I need that phone to ring for me to work. If my phone ain't ringing if somebody looks on my site right now, just, you know, they're going to think I'm no good or a scam or something. It's not good. It's a terrible look.
So can
you know, you'll get your money within this month.
I'm not supposed
to
do it, but if you do $29, I can get the banner off. That's our corporate rate for hosting. And, you know, typically you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness and have over 100 locations to get that rate. But I could get an override on it and at least put you into that. And then next week or the week after when you're able to pay the rest, we can just prorate it. But that way at least we can get that orange banner off your site today. You know what I mean?
This is what I did, lady. I'm being completely honest. I went yesterday
mm-hmm.
and overdrafted my account to have some cash in hand to be able to go to work when I understand. I don't be sorry. It's just that's the position I'm in. That's why I was asking for the help. I mean, you'll get your money. You ain't going to lose nothing. I need a good faith, but take that banner off. It's not going to help you. It won't help you, and it won't help me. You know, we've been together all year. You've always got your money. I'm only in a crunch situation right now while I'm asking. Please take the banner off.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
And I am sorry that you're dealing with that lady with the, you know, that has to, you know, saying she's going to go pay you today. Because I hear that a lot with service-oriented businesses. You do all this work for them, and then when it comes down to getting paid for it, it's like pulling teeth, you know. And I'm sorry that you're experiencing that. So what I'll do is I'll try to get them to take it down and mark it as paid until next Friday. So that'll give you another week, you know, and hopefully everything goes well with her today and you could even pay sooner. But
I can definitely get your money by next week. I have plenty of things that I could liquidate, but I do not want to do.
You
understand? That's nothing that
I'll
want to do. I got plenty of money sitting around like that, but I don't want to do that because that's not the... I don't want to. I can assure you'll get your money. If you can help me with the banner. If you can help me with the banner, I can assure you'll get your money. I know you probably hear that crap all the time. I'm not that crap. There's no way I would not pay you.
But I also want to let you know, we got an email from Top Line Pro trying to get access to your domain. If you ever wanted to cancel and go with another company and keep your domain, you can do that, and all we charge is a one-time buyout of $99 for the domain.
I don't want to do it no more. I was going to do it. I don't want to do it no more. That's what I'm saying. I just want you to help me with this banner for another week, like you said, would be awesome. I'll get you your money.
Okay. No problem.
I don't want to switch. I don't want to change. I want to move forward just like it was.
Next week, Friday, is the 16th, so I will set it up for me to follow up with you on that date, and I'll take off the orange banner in the meantime. And then if anything changes, you can call me. Do you still have my extension, Bob, or do you want me to send it again? It's 777.
Yeah,
my name's Tina.
Please send it again. It was a pleasure talking to you. I really enjoyed it. I mean, thank you for helping me. And
of course.
We'll get this worked out.
No problem. Oh, yeah, and thanks for explaining everything to me, and hang in there. In the meantime, have a really great rest of your weekend, too, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bob. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.